I'm IdeaStream's Marlene Harris-Taylor. As public health officials in Washington state scramble to contain a measles outbreak in the Pacific Northwest, some of their counterparts in Ohio suggest it's time to change the state law that allows parents to easily opt out of vaccinations. In Ashtabula County, health officials say the measles outbreak in the Northwest is just a plane ride away from landing in Ohio. Health Department official Chris Ketchinen says we've had our own outbreaks here as recently as 2014, when there were 383 cases in 9 counties.
We had more cases than any other state in the country, and that can be potentially dangerous, and some of these diseases can have bad consequences, even resulting in death.
Ketchinen says Ashtabula County is particularly vulnerable because the immunization rate for kids under 2 is 83%, which is lower than the state recommended level of 90%. That's when you lose something called herd immunity, where the majority being vaccinated protects those who can't. Statewide, the vaccination rate for kids by the time they reach kindergarten is about 92%, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Ashtabula has a large Amish population, and some opt out, which contributes to the lower rate there, she says. But there's also a large community of people who object to having their kids inoculated.
I had one parent that came in and said, well, I want my child to be immunized except for the one that causes autism. And then I have to explain to them there isn't any that's really been proven to cause autism.
A flawed study which associated the measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine with autism has been debunked by numerous other scientific studies. Ketchinen says, though, it's been hard to persuade some parents with data. And she thinks it's time to make it harder for people to opt out of vaccines in Ohio.
I would much rather have a person come to agree than be forced to agree. But I think at this time it's just getting too frightening with all the outbreaks.
Measles is very infectious. And according to the CDC, it can range from a mild illness to one that's potentially deadly, especially for small children. For every 1,000 children who get measles, one or two will die from it. But President of Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom, Stephanie Stock, says that 0.2% death rate for measles is relatively low compared to other infectious diseases. The group represents parents who believe it's their right to weigh the consequences and decide if their child is vaccinated.
If you look at the CDC pink book, the biggest percentage complication with measles is diarrhea. I mean, you're really looking at a relatively mild childhood illness that results in a rash and fever for about a week, and then the child has lifelong immunity.
Stock says some parents have children who've had complications after being inoculated. These parents are protecting their kids from potential harm, she says. In Ohio, people are allowed to opt out for medical, religious, or reasons of conscience, says Melissa Worthy Arnold, CEO of the Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Nothing is 100% safe. People do have allergies to them, but the benefits of vaccination way outweighs the risks.
Measles was considered eradicated in the U.S. by the year 2000, and Ohio had one of the best immunization rates in the country, Arnold says. But things changed after a new exemption was added in 2005, allowing parents to fill out a simple form at their child's school saying they want to opt out for reasons of conscience, she says.
Ohio allows for what we call a philosophical exemption. That also happened back in 2005 when we saw our rates start to drop. That was kind of a movement at the time on a national basis. From there, we have not been able to hit those numbers again.
Ohio is one of 17 states that allows the philosophical exemption. Arnold says California has eliminated it, and other states facing the measles emergency are moving in that direction.
Ohio is a much more conservative state. I don't see us going down that path anytime soon, but I certainly hear from public health advocates and physicians and parents all the time, why aren't you going after that exemption?
Arnold's group, which represents Ohio pediatricians, supported a bill requiring education sessions for parents before they could opt out of vaccines. It stalled in the legislature last year, but Arnold says they hope to find a new sponsor for the proposal later this year. Marlene Harris-Taylor, 90.3 WCPN.